Welcome. Now, my name's Dee Ludlow. Now, before we get into this episode, go to the description, click the link, and get your M&A Mastery Toolkit. This is a free download which gives you some of the tools and resources that you need to start your M&A journey. Don't forget, go to the description, click the link. It's a free download, and enjoy the episode.
Hi, and welcome to the Ludlow Street Podcast, where we interview aspiring entrepreneurs who thrive off innovation. We look at how different walks in life have similar journeys, similar obstacles, but all have different whys. Now, on to today's episode. Here's your host, Dee Ludlow.
Starboy, Mr. Active, Mr. Traveler. So welcome to the podcast. Firstly, how's lockdown been for you?
Bro, do you know what? Lockdown has been a bit crazy, but I've been mad busy, man.
Yeah, you staying fit?
Working, yeah. Staying fit, always. And then working a lot, picked up, just doing a lot of Zoom classes. Been mad busy, bro. The only thing that's not been busy is the modeling side.
So look, I've seen your Insta videos. I know you've been active on there, but has it been hard to maintain the same level of training that you was used to?
In a different format. Like, you know, like all the crazy freestyle I've been doing, that normally, like, that is high level normally. Like, when there's no lockdown or whatever, I'm in the gym every day, flying on the bars, swinging on bars. But this time, it's like being at home, working on different strength.
Mm.
Like, you know, like, defying gravity more. You know, like the plunges. So I've been working a lot on my plunges.
Mm.
My plunge. So that's like, you know, when you're like, when your arms is straight and your feet stick like that, like in a push-up position. But so, yeah, like I've been working on that. Work on it, but it would be like once a week. Like Okay. Now, it's like three times a week. You know what I mean? So.
Okay. So where did the name Starboy come from?
Do you know what, bro? Like when I first got Instagram, it was just Starboy Asian. When I moved to Briss, I was like in the fitness industry or whatever, or like I was just hanging around in Bristol or whatever. I was like the only Filipino around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so then I started getting to know everyone. I started to do like volunteering with like the youth club and stuff like that. So like everyone, it just stuck with it. Like, it was just one of them ones. It's like, you know, like when you're trying to think of an Instagram name, you just, and then bam, you come up like Starboy Asian. I had to shorten it.
Okay, why though?
Starboy, because it's easier to put on, the handle is a lot easier when it's shorter.
Mm.
Like people will find you. And then obviously when you type it on Instagram, yeah, it's a lot easier. Like I'm the only one that pops up, like starboyuk.uk. So yeah, up to that, yeah, like it just grew from that, man. I started competing, going like represented like the England at the World Cup, and then it just stuck. Like when I go to different countries now, no one even know my real name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just Instagram name. That's what we live in nowadays. Instagram name. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, it just stuck with that, really.
So what did your early days look like before the world of calisthenics?
So basically before Cali, bro, yeah, I was in jail, mate. Yeah, I got in trouble. Like when I was young, I got in trouble hanging around with the wrong people. And then cut a long story short, I got in trouble, went jail, got like 3.5, did half of that. And then I got out. That's when I started like getting into fitness, because I found a job. I was the only job that would take me on at the time was scaffolding. Yeah? I was scaffolding, so there's a bunch of bars everywhere. And then I met one of my colleagues. And then from then he showed me what calisthenics is, and then I fell in love and never looked back, bro.
So how did you change your perspective from what you used to be like to what you are now?
So back then, obviously I was young, ignorant, and it was just like, and back then I was kind of still like fresh, isn't it? Like, I wasn't born in England. I only came here when I was like in year 11, which was 11. No, year 7, sorry. So obviously adapting to a new country, like I lived in a third world country. From here, got into trouble. Back then, I didn't even know about any of the craziness until I got here. Obviously, that's just for like hanging around with like, you know, secondary school. At the time, it was like, what, 2006. Like back then, it was like popping with everything. Going from raves to like illegal raves to like, you know, bunch of stuff. So then I got in trouble, come out. I was a little bit more educated then. And then I found the fitness. Do you know what I mean? Like I used to get on it, you know, and then found fitness. I quit all of that and I turned it into my kind of like everyday motivation and meditation, you know?
Yeah.
Till this day, like it's been 7 years now. Till this day, I've been on it.
Yeah.
And when I first found out about calisthenics, I quit my job straight away just to just pursue it. Like I didn't even know I was going to compete. I just thought I'm just going to do this and make it work. And it turned out to be all right.
Yeah, it's paying off for you. It's paying off for you. So calisthenics has sort of been the key to traveling around the world for you. So what's been your most memorable experience so far?
You know what? Yeah, bro. It's, I can't even tell you one of my favorite, but it's just the community. Just the community of it. Like, going from country to country, city to city, it just like they just take you in, like they've known you. They only know me from Instagram, man. And like, obviously, my team is like Bar Sparta, yeah? We were one of the most established team at the time when it was all blowing up. And then from just having that team and people knowing the social media on Instagram or whatever, yeah? They just take you in. So like, for example, I'll go to, someone will book me to judge in like, Spain or like Poland. Bro, they would pick man up. Yeah. Like, so, like they'll treat you like family already. And they don't even know you like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's just a community. Like everyone's got different, lifestyle. Everyone's got different problems, blah, blah, blah. But we got that one common thing. Love for calisthenics. So it's just a community. But I've been like pretty much in all the continent apart from I wasn't allowed in Russia because of visa issue. And then Africa and Australia. Apart from that, been everywhere, man. Doing calisthenics, judging, hosting, all of that stuff. So
yeah, sick.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
So you mentioned people knowing you by your Instagram name now. So they don't know your real name. They only know you through Instagram. Would you class yourself as an Instagram influencer?
I don't class myself as... I'm just... To me, yeah, Instagram is just a little platform, yeah? Like, I'm just a normal guy, man. Like, you know what I mean? The normal guy down the road who's doing fitness and, like, you know, just know people through Instagram. Like, I'm more of a, like, a, I don't know, like a motivator. I see myself as a motivator. Like, I'd rather influence people through, like, life skills and life experience. Like, I wouldn't call myself as a life coach but, like, you know what I mean? I don't know, man.
Okay, so the reason why I asked is because the term influencer is usually a person of influence, right? So, for example, you're an influencer in the calisthenics world, fact. But say you didn't do that and you just did these photo shoots, apart from the brand that you promote, what's an influencer meant to do or be on Instagram?
They're meant to motivate and influence people.
So see these people on Instagram and, you know, they got like 10,000 followers or something and they have influencer in their bio. Now, I'm looking at their profile and it's like, what are you influencing?
Yeah. I feel you.
So what do you think about that?
Yeah, I believe in that. If you're an influencer and you got influence on your thing, you should be influencing some positive stuff, basically, yeah? Not just like, you know, just the normal, you know, like just the normal tick. I don't know what people do, but... for me, yeah, I influence my, like, kids that I teach, like, clients that have, like, got no self-esteem, no confidence, and then they just, I've influenced them with fitness and getting toned and looking good within themselves, and then they, boom, they boost their energy and, like, their self-esteem, their confidence. But I wouldn't necessarily call myself as an influencer because, like, it's, to me, that's normal stuff, bruv. I grew up in a culture, yeah, that is like that already. Like, I've been raised to just be like, that's just a normal thing. It's not, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't necessarily call myself as an influencer, but people might call me as influencer or whatever. That's cool. But for me, I'm just that normal guy who's trying to motivate people and just trying to, you know what I mean? Just trying to give my positive frequency to everyone. That's that. Do you know what I mean? If I get back, it's cool. So, like, yeah. I'm more, like, to me, I'm more of an athlete. Like, I still want to compete. I still want to, you know what I mean? I still want to organize stuff. Like, I'm in it deep right now in the calisthenics world. So, yeah, that's why I got a public figure on my thing, because I'm kind of like, yeah, I like in the calisthenics world, people, I see myself as like, I'm public to the calisthenics, but that's just because of obviously now everything's changed on the Instagram. Yeah. Like when you turn it into a business, you have to pick, choose in which one. So.
Yeah, but you're right though. Like you have credentials in calisthenics. So yeah, I just wanted your take on it because you do, you know, alongside the calisthenics, you do a lot of photo shoots, a lot of modeling. You've done it for some big brands. So realistically, you would be classed as what they call an influencer and you get paid to do it. So I would say that you're influential in brand promotion and influential in calisthenics. So, you know, it's a bit of both, but
to me, like I said, the influencing side of things, bro, I've been brought up like that. I just been brought up like that way. Like it's a normal thing. Like back then, I didn't even know what an influencer was. Do you know what I mean? Back then, there wasn't no influence status or whatever. People would just, you know what I mean? You got like, I don't know, like Tony Robbins or whatever. Yeah. They don't call themselves an influencer, but they influence millions of people. Do you know what I mean? So they're more of a, like I said, the life coach. So like, this whole influencer thing is new, isn't it? Basically, it's that new era. But yeah, I don't know.
So who's influential to you? Like who inspires you in life?
So like when it comes to fitness, there's a bunch of people, man. Like when I was in the Philippines, obviously basketball is our national team. So basketball was kind of like one of the inspiration, like Jordan, Michael Iverson, and then Allen Iverson, sorry. Yo, who's Michael Iverson? Yo, Allen Iverson, Kobe. And then when I got over here, it was Arsenal. It was football, soccer, yeah? When I moved from Asia to Europe, it was like soccer. So it was like when I got here, I think it was like 2004, '05, '06, yeah? Arsenal was like unbeaten. So it was like Arsenal, Thierry Henry. And at the time, it was like Beckham. And then as I started growing up, it was like, there was like Jungle, yeah? Nicky Black Market, yeah? That, flipping, MC That, MC, I know, it was loads. Jungle, Drum and Bass, yeah? I come in that era, bro. And then obviously, there was like Congo 90, yeah? That was like the rave scene. And then obviously, that moved on, and then it was fitness. So there was like people like Hannibal for King in calisthenics, bartenders, bar stars, and then from then it just moved on to like, I didn't even know where the modeling come from, bro. It just like one time UK Shooters. They came to Bristol, they did a tour, and they came to Bristol, and then someone just said, "Oh, you should just do some handstands." And then from then, it just kind of blew from then. So
what's been your biggest modeling shoot to date?
Man, did some stuff with Sports Direct in beginning of 2018, I think. And then, that was all over the country. Like, it was in Ireland. People was tagging me. It was in Ireland. Like, it was like, yeah, that was the biggest one. But at the time, it was cool. Now, coming to think of it, yeah, I didn't even get no footage from them as well. None of it, like, and yeah, but I'm not going to get into that, man. It is what it is. So, but yeah, it was Sports Direct. And then I did some stuff recently. I did some stuff for like Foot Asylum with Badda. And then, do you know what? Yeah, yours was one of the most prestige one, though. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Yeah, yours was prestige. I can't lie, because you had all the prestige car, the fat mansion, all of that, man. That, like, I'll never forget that one, bro.
I'm glad you liked it, bro. It was a sick day. Yes. So do you think social media's become superficial?
Like a trend?
Like, do you think it's become very self-centered and just fake?
Yes, man. Watered down. It's been watered down. Since, obviously, when I started calisthenics, yeah, there was not really, like, YouTube wasn't, it's just popping. Yeah. Instagram just was like, 2 years old when I got my first, like, Instagram. It was 2013. I did Instagram. Start of 2013. Back then, it was like, it was calm. Like, you know what I mean? But obviously now, definitely it's been watered down, man.
Yeah, it's like somebody can just set a profile up online, have a photo shoot, make it look good. It's like you don't even have to achieve anything anymore. You can just look good or look like you're doing good.
Like no one's putting in work. I feel like, man, putting work, traveled everywhere. Yeah, that's how I got all my followers, just traveling everywhere, competing. Yeah, and then putting work, man. 2016, I competed for the whole year, bro. Literally, like, going from country, like, literally every 2 weeks, I'd come back just to change my suitcase, and then I'll fly out again. So, like, yeah, I feel like, yeah, now, like, you could, like, back then as well, you couldn't buy no likes, you couldn't buy nothing. Like, you really had to, like, back then it was like hashtag, 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 hashtag. There's no algorithm. It was literally just hashtag, hashtag where you are, tag where you are, what country you're in, and then you hashtag it. You abuse the hashtag now. Yeah, it's like all crazy now, man.
Yeah, it's all changed. So what's been your biggest achievement to date in calisthenics?
Mate, do you know what? Like, going from, like I said, like when I went jail to now, like, I made something out of nothing. Like, bro, I didn't have no papers, nothing like that, yeah? And then I did Princess Trust. I did this Princess Trust course. It was a business course called Enterprise. It was 4 days. It taught you cash flow, taught you marketing, taught you everything, how to do your tax, how to write your business plan, all of that, yeah? In 4 days. I did that, passed it. They offered me like a grant, but I didn't take it because you had to pay it back or whatever, yeah? Instead of the grant, I took the mentor. So I took the mentor, and then from then I learned from this guy. He was in marketing for like 20 years. That was his experience. He was in market. So then he taught me about marketing. And then from that course, I went and tested out my the business plan. So they give you like this called it's like a test out grant. It was like two bills. Go spend it on whatever you want towards your business or whatever, yeah? So what I did, my business plan was a calisthenics, like, gym / like, you know, online training, all the stuff that I'm doing now, basically, yeah? But on paper, I did like a Dragon's Den kind of thing. And then they were like, yeah, cool, you passed. So they gave me the money. So what I did was I organized the first calisthenics, world calisthenics, because there's two governing body in calisthenics, yeah? The Russians and the Americans. So I worked with the Americans, yeah? So I did the first, which they're called WCO, World Calisthenics Organization. So I did, I organized the first WCO event in the UK, and it was in Bristol. It was in the main center bit, like, you know, like the bear pit by Devin, I'm saying that, like in the middle of that, in the middle of that. So I had to basically message the council. I had to do assessment, risk assessment, all of it, bruv, all the paperwork. Did the Red Cross for the ambulance, and then I had some security as well, all of that, man. And then I found sponsors and everything, and then it turned out well, man. I'll have to send you, I'm going to send you the link, actually, bro.
Yeah, send it over.
I'm going to send you the link, and you can actually watch it, man. And yeah, that was the first ever calisthenics event in the UK, like the official World Calisthenics, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a big look. That's a big look to do the first one.
Basically, and it was in Bristol, and it was a lot of dramas because the guy that they were actually working with, he wanted to do it first in London.
Mm.
But I was like, nah, man, I'm going to do one in Bristol. So then I did it. Yeah. I think that was like sick because, and also, bro, I winged everything, yeah? I was just like, and at the time, bro, as well, yeah? At the time, how I've kind of gained my, like, I don't know, success or whatever you want to call it. Because one time I was like real depressed, yeah? Went to my barber's and he started talking about law of attraction. And then since then, I've just been practicing it. I haven't been practicing it as hard, but like, I've just put all of that, all of the skills that I learned from that into whatever I'm doing. So like I said, I was winging it all the way through, yeah? But I had a plan. I had a plan, but I was just winging everything. Like, and at the time, it was November, bro, yeah? Freezing. And it was outdoor. So then, boom, everything turned out well. And everyone turned up. I had athletes come from, like, France, Amsterdam, Bulgaria, Spain, bro. It was like, it was sick. It was sick. I'm going to actually show, like I said, I'm going to send you the link from that, man.
Yeah, definitely send it over. So you got a good following, right? So what's the weirdest message that you've ever received from someone?
Are you tired of feeling lost in the world of trading and investing? Get informed and inspired with the Talking Trading podcast. I'm Louise Bedford, and I'll help you navigate the markets like a pro. Tune in each week and subscribe now at talkingtrading.com.au or on your favourite podcast app, or check out the link in the show notes. Talking Trading, this is how traders excel.
You know what, bro? I get a lot of them like, oh, basically, because, so look, this is like the PT stuff is my bread and butter. That's my main job, yeah? Bro, I get people asking me a lot, yeah? Oh, what can you give me some workout plan? Da-da-da-da-da. How can I get this better? I'm like, bro, you kind of have to pay for the info and all that. Bro, I get that all the time, man. So yeah. I think, yeah, that's the weird, that's the most common one.
Yeah, yeah, but anything like proper weird that makes you like, oh, what's this?
Bro, there's a lot, there's one time, yeah, bro, I didn't even want to say it on here, yeah, but I think, one time, one guy said, I'll pay you money, I think he was gay, bro, he said, I'll pay you money if I can see, if you send me pictures of your feet and your private parts. And yes, to God, bro. Like, yeah, that was one of the weirdest ones still.
Yeah. And look, your little girl's obviously a huge part of your life. You know, I love the photos and videos that you have of you and her on Instagram. So what's your vision for her? Like, do you want her to follow your footsteps?
Bro, do you know what? I just want, like, my vision for her is I want her to do better than me. So, like, now I've got into training the way I condition myself, yeah? And basically, I want her to, one second, I was just sending that. I want her to do better than me, bro, yeah? So I want her to get into kind of like jiu-jitsu, man, mixed martial arts, bro. So like, I want her to obviously get into all of that training side of things, discipline, and just to level her up, bruv, man. And then obviously I'm getting her to do a few modeling and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? But I keep asking her, yo, what do you want to be? She said she wants to be a dentist. I'm like, cool, isn't it? That's cool. Because by the time I need some veneers, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
I want her to do a lot better. She's like at nursery. I put her in nursery from she was like two. Like from she was two by three, bro, she was walking. She could change her own. I'd tell her, change a nappy. She'd take it off. She'd go get the wet wipes and the nappy to give it to me. Wow. By like three, bruv. And then at the time that she'd do handstands and shit like that already, like, you know what I mean? Like just turned three, you know what I mean? But she'd got a bunch of videos of her just leveling. So anytime she's with me, she just wants to go to the gym. Hmm. I asked her, you want to go to play space? You want to go to here? Like, you know, like the normal kids do. She's like, no, I just want to be at the gym. Because obviously at the time before lockdown, I was just always in the gym working. And like my calisthenic space was like a gymnastics area. So she just always wanted to swing around on the rings or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've seen it. She's good already.
She's strong, yeah. So basically I just wanted her to be like, to be in everything, man. You know what I mean? She's versatile with it. So whether she wants to do the sports when she grows up, at least I'll introduce it to her. She'll level up and then she'll be able to discipline and hopefully she'll be able to carry it on. And then, you know what I mean? Because, bro, it's hard with girls as well, man. Bro, it's going to be troubles when she's older and all of that. You know what I mean?
Yes, mate.
Like I have to teach her like how to defend herself, everything from now. Do you know what I mean? So I get like at my gym, she does like, obviously I want to get her into jiu-jitsu, striking, so she can just basically look after herself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I want to do, man.
So what's been your best experience on your journey so far?
Best experience? Do you know what, bro? Teaching my knowledge through my sport. Just like, for example, like I had one client, yeah. He used to get on it, bro. Yeah. And he didn't have no self-esteem. He didn't have no confidence. And he like, because obviously from getting on it, it messes up your head. So he didn't have none of that. Yeah. And then obviously, he started training with me, like within the 6 weeks, bro, he was leveling. He had self-esteem. He was like going on dates. He didn't have no self-esteem for all of that stuff. He was going on dates, met a few people. Now he's like, and then he's like, he's a, a stockbroker, yeah? So he was like, at the time he was doing good with his company. And then, through fitness, cleared his head, got his confidence back, his self-esteem back. Bruv, he's like basically striking deals, like millions of deals through his company. So like just seeing him progress like that, that's like what keeps me in the fitness thing and wanna basically motivate people just to see people's growth. Do you know what I mean? That's what gives me energy, and that's what like keeps me going to kind of like, because bro, sometimes I can't be bothered anymore. I want to do something. No motivation. Like I can't lie, the last few months it's been like that, but maybe because the whole world's going crazy, so like it's making my conscious mind is thinking, what are you meant to be here for? Like now the world's going mad, so like, but I got good people around me, my girl, my daughter. So I've got a good small circle around me, and like, yeah, it's good. But that's the main, that's what my main thing is, man. What gives me the motivation and the, you know, just the life to see someone from, I seen him from the very low to growing. That's like priceless, bruv. Because yeah. I'm the type of person that like, I don't really care about money. I used to be, I could live comfortably like this all my life. As long as my daughter's got roof under her head, my family's good, I got roof under my head, food, there's food there. I don't care about, you know what I mean? Like millions and millions of, obviously it's a bonus, and that's the world that we live in. So, yeah, whatever, I feel like whatever will come, whatever comes to me, whatever blessings, I'll take it. As long as I'm healthy. That's my motto from now.
Yeah, definitely. So what's the vision for you going forward? Like, where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
So from now, bro, yeah, I want to basically, I'm trying to put everything online now. So I'm building a website. I want to do everything online, basically, and just get this whole virtual world going, man, through fitness. And then through that, basically, hopefully create a good income from that. And then from then, maybe just travel. Just literally travel and just experience life, man. Like I said, if I make a bunch of money, I'd invest it, probably invest it in the Philippines where I'm from, help my family, and then just travel, do this fitness thing. Because my girl does the fitness thing as well, and she's going in right now. So just do that with her. And then my daughter, just simple shit, bruv. You know what I mean? But yeah, obviously the normal, like, have you get on that property ladder and all of that stuff. That's one of the goals. But really the main thing is just to be healthy, man. In the next 5 years, I'll be like 35. So, like, yeah, just need to be strong and healthy, man.
Yeah, definitely. So if you could go back and give an 18-year-old you some advice, what would it be?
It would be follow your dreams, pursue your dreams, yeah, and just find happiness and just work harder, man. Work harder and learn. Just literally learn life skills. Cause like I said, I didn't finish high school or college or secondary school, bruv. And I was messing around, fucking around, got into trouble, went to jail, come out. Mine's here. Like I come out, I could tell you I've traveled the world swinging on bars. Madness. I couldn't say that 6-7 years ago to anyone. So. Yeah, just literally work hard, keep consistent, be humble. And that's that.
So what did jail teach you?
Bruv, it taught me quite a lot of things, man. How to basically adapt, improvise, and overcome. Bruv, that's the motto, fam.
Love that, mate.
Adapt, improvise, and overcome, bruv. That's what it taught me. Like, I can survive anywhere. Do you know what I mean? You can survive anywhere. When they take your freedom, cool. Just, like, you know, you got to adapt. You got to improvise with what your surroundings are. And then you got to improvise. And overcome it. Sorry. That's the motto, man. That's what taught me. And then, obviously, since then, bruv, I've never touched wood, bruv. Never even got into trouble again, bruv. I just kept myself in fitness. I knew that if I just kept myself in fitness, I wouldn't be sucked back in that road, in the road mentality kind of thing, like being hanging around. You know what I mean? So just like, it just taught me how to, like I said, adapt, overcome, improvise. I've learned, also, yeah, I've met a bunch of cultures in jail. A load of different type of people, bunch of cultures, and just adapt through their culture. Do you know what I mean? People's culture. And then that's what made me want to travel as well. Because like when I was in there, I was just thinking a lot of like, oh, why am I in here? I could be in a nice beach right now. Just the simplest thing, like, you know what I mean? Like, so then that just, in my conscious mind, always like, yo, don't be messing around. Like, you know what I mean? And you, so, yeah. And I don't promote it either, man. But I tell people, like, I've been through it, blah, blah, blah. But I don't promote it. But it's sorted me out. It really sorted me out. Because if I probably didn't go there, I would have still carried on what I was doing. And then, yeah. But it is what is. Whatever happened, it happened for a reason. So I just took it, embraced it, and that was that. I learned a lot from in there as well. I did like loads of courses and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Adapt, improvise, and overcome. I love the fact you embraced it and come out the other side better as well. So, yeah, how can people connect with you online?
My tag just literally, all I use now, literally, yeah, is Instagram. So it literally is starboy.uk.
Okay, that's okay. The tag.
When I get my, when I have my website, it will be all over my Instagram. Cool. So yeah, for now it'd be starboy.uk. That's that.
So look, I got one more question for you, yeah? If you could put a billboard up in central London and you had to choose what was said on the billboard, but what's on the billboard, what you choose needs to influence people, what would it say?
Well, come on, adapt, improvise, overcome. Okay. At UK.
Okay, that's okay.
That's what I'll say on it, man. Definitely.
Love it, love it. Thanks for your time today, mate.
That's cool, my brother.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe and visit our website, www.theludlowstreet.com, to stay up to date with our latest news and updates.